The boys, whose tents were pitched on the other side of the dried-up stream, would be answerable to Mr. Leslie, the science master, and William, the school's head boy. "You will sleep four girls to a tent," Miss Ranger had explained to some of them. "There will be a school monitor, or one of the senior girls, in every tent. She will be known as Tent Monitor. She will be responsible for the happiness and well-being of everyone in her tent. As there will be a little junior girl to look after in most of the tents, it will be an important responsibility." The boys' side of the camp would be run on similar lines. "Will we still have meetings so we can air our complaints and grumbles?" Arabella Buckley had asked eagerly. She would have loved to have been a tent monitor herself, able to boss people around. But as there was no hope of that, she was uneasy. "I mean, if there are any problems that the tent monitor can't solve." "Oh, yes, there will be the usual meetings with William and Rita in charge," Miss Ranger had assured her. "But they will be held in the open air. I hope you can keep them nice and short." And now, as the two friends reached the campsite, here was Miss Ranger coming to greet them. "Hello, Elizabeth. Hello, Joan. You are almost the last to arrive. My goodness, you're certainly heavily laden, Elizabeth. Here, let me take your pillow and sleeping bag." "It's my fault we've taken so long, Miss Ranger," confessed Elizabeth. "I couldn't decide which books to bring, or whether to bring my yo-yo, and then I couldn't get everything into my kit bag."
"Never mind," replied the first form teacher. "Follow me."
She led them past the nearest tents and through to a large clearing. Here the ground was level. Ground sheets had been spread out, with bags and bedding piled high. Lots of girls were milling around Rita, the head girl. Rita was holding a list and directing the girls to their various tents. Beyond, a brick barbecue had been built and a fire lit. The delicious smell of toasted muffins mingled with wood smoke drifted towards Elizabeth. Beyond the barbecue, a camp kitchen had been set up. In fact, it was still being built. Thomas, a senior boy, was banging some stakes into the ground with a mallet, while Mr. Leslie sawed some rough planks. The two friends dumped their things on a ground sheet and gazed round at all the activity with interest.
"This is Camp Centre," explained Miss Ranger. "It's a very busy place, as you can see."
Elizabeth stared across at the list in Rita's hand.
"Please, Miss Ranger, will I be in Joan's tent?" she blurted out.
"Yes, indeed, Elizabeth," replied the teacher lightly. "I've decided that Joan will be the best person to keep you in order."
The friends exchanged joyful looks.
"Oh, I'm so pleased," said Joan quietly.
She rarely showed emotions, but the relief on her face was unmistakable.
"I'm sure Elizabeth will be a great help to me." "Joan will not have to keep me in order, Miss Ranger," said Elizabeth. Even though the teacher had made the remark lightly, it had stung just a little. She was not the naughtiest girl anymore. She was going to be as good could be.
"Of course not," replied the teacher.
"Joan, may I have a quiet word with you, please? It's just about your junior."
As the teacher took Joan to one side, Elizabeth went and stood by the kit bags and gazed about her. She was in a happy little dream. She was definitely going in Joan's tent. Life was perfect. It was a sunny day, and they had been promised more good weather to come. The sky was completely blue, and how fine the big bell tents looked, much better than those low ones that she had to crawl into. It would be like living in their own little house. Which tent would they be given, and which of the younger girls were they being asked to look after? Miss Ranger had warned them there would be a junior in most of the tents.
"Elizabeth,"
Joan walked across and joined her. The teacher had departed.
"Miss Ranger has told me where our tent is. She says we can just pick up our things and go straight there. You see," she explained, "it seems that Teeny's been here quite a while. She's sitting in the tent, waiting to get to know me."
"Teeny Wilson? Is that who we've got?" asked Elizabeth cheerfully.
Noticing that her friend looked rather pale, she added,
"What's the matter, Joan? Teeny won't be any trouble for you to look after. I'm sure she couldn't say boo to a goose."
Tina Wilson was new at Whiteleaf School this term, and small.